The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Alhaji Mohammed Muniru Limuna, says as part of the process to mechanize agriculture, government has taken delivery of 500 tractors with accessories for threshing, planting, combine harvesting and other farm applications. The minister said the equipment will be offered to farmers at subsidized rates as part of efforts to unleash the potential of agriculture to generate economic growth. Alhaji Limuna was speaking at the 7th Farmers Forum, which is part of activities heralding the 32nd National Farmers Day celebration in Sunyani in the Bunohafu region. The program was attended by some of the 2015 award-winning farmers. Correspondent John Sam Arthur has more.
The Farmers Forum, which precedes the National Farmers Day Deba, is designed to be a platform for the discussion of germane issues affecting agriculture generally. It also affords a platform for Ghanaian farmers to articulate their views on ways of improving productivity and enhancing their incomes with a view to maximizing their contributions to economic growth. Joining the award-winning farmers were officials of MOFA, sponsors of Farmers Day, and the public. The Minister for Food and Agriculture, Alhaji Mohammed Muniru Limuna, who was delivering the keynote address, said the agricultural sector faces huge challenges that has resulted in an investment gap of $1 billion. Despite this, the minister said the sector still continues to employ about 44% of the active labor force, feeds the population, earns foreign currency through cash crops, as well as provides raw materials for agribusiness. The minister said government is consequently determined to put the right measures in place to improve the fortunes of the sector. He mentioned the Agricultural Mechanization Centers, the Ghana Agricultural Sector Investment Program, GASIP, support for cocoa farmers through free fertilizer and training are some of the measures. He invited the private sector to partner government in investing in the agricultural sector. Alhaji Muniru Limuna announced that his ministry has signed a $200 million memorandum of understanding with a South Korean firm for the development of the West Bank of the Accra Plains. He urged the private sector to take a cue from this, since Ghana has suitably fertile soils with only 56% of the country's 14 million hectares of cultivable land currently under cultivation. The managing director of the Agricultural Development Bank, Daniel Isiedu, had a message from the sponsors of the event. He revealed that his firm is spending 600,000 Ghana cedis on the first prize of a house for the best farmer, as well as the Farmers Forum and a cocktail for the award-winning farmers. The award-winning farmers are this morning visiting the Bui Power Generating Station and other places of interest. For Radio Ghana, John Samatha reporting.